the Leninists won today, there was virtually really no spending cuts. It's a myth. It's a complete lie. And guys like Borzovitsyn, who's obviously not related to Murray Damon, says that the extreme right-wing agenda are the ones who destroy the veterans' payment, Medicare, Medicaid, and the environment. But I have yet to see one liberal from Manhattan or a liberal from Hollywood who seems to be in love with paying higher taxes. I mean, why don't you poll them? Why don't you see if Robert De Niro wants to pay more taxes, or Al Pacino, or Larry David? See if any of the other radical, flaming leftists want to pay any more in taxes, because I doubt very much that they do. They're very big on attacking the rich and attacking this and attacking that. But the fact of the matter is there were no cuts today, none whatsoever. And yet the base said that they were thrown under the bus. The Democrats are saying they were thrown under the bus, which is a complete lie. The base for Obama will receive all of their funding. The constituencies such as bloated federal bureaucracies, czar and czar staff, the first lady's gargantuan and embarrassing staff for travel and vacation costs, foreign aid, welfare, food stamps, ACORN, liberal causes, illegal alien benefits, education indoctrination programs are all going to be funded without jeopardy of losing any checks or without even a beat in being funded. And so the constituencies for Barry Obama are never threatened by funding cuts. The press is lying to you. The fact of the matter is that they have not really been thrown under the bus. The fact is that a cut is not a cut. The fact is that if you go to michaelsavage.com, you can read Ron Paul's article called When a Cut is Not a Cut, and he actually spells it out in a brilliant manner. He really does. He spells it out clearly. I mean, the man is a very well thought of doctor. He knows how to think. He went to medical school. He didn't go to a stupid school. And what Ron Paul wrote in his article, When a Cut is Not a Cut, really makes sense right now. He said, this is akin to a family so-called saving $100,000 in expenses by deciding not to buy a Lamborghini and instead getting a fully loaded Mercedes, when really their budget dictates they need to stick with their perfectly serviceable Honda. He then went on to say that we pay 35% more for our military today than we did 10 years ago for the exact same capabilities. He says the same could be said for the rest of the government. Why has the budget doubled in 10 years if we're getting the same services? Ron Paul went on to say the following. He said, our revenues currently stand at approximately $2.2 trillion a year and are likely to remain stagnant because of the recession. But our outlays are $3.7 trillion and projected to grow under Obama. Yet we only have to go back to 2004 for federal outlays of $2.2 trillion, and the government was far from small that year. He said if we simply returned to 2004's budget and that spending level, we would hardly be austere and we would have a balanced budget right now. So where is the money really going? It's going up the noses of those who are scamming the system. It is going in their pockets, there is no question about it. He also said if we simply kept spending at current levels, by their definition of cuts, that would save nearly... Well, I don't want to read you anyway. You're probably bored already if you're listening to the Savage Nation in a car. You know, what I want you to do for me is a simple thing. I want you to, from now on, if you're blogging or sending an email to anybody on the internet, I've seen this now lately. I want you to say, I'm a member of the Savage Nation, and here's what I think. Or we of the Savage Nation think. Or work it into your emails, because I've seen that the leprechaun has been doing that, and I've seen that the golfer's been having his listeners do that, so I want you to do it as well. Just remember this. No taxation without representation. Do you really feel you have representation, or do you feel that you were somehow shafted today? I know many of you feel shafted. And you'll notice that even Boehner doesn't refer to taxes as taxes anymore. Even Boehner's now referring to taxes as revenue. It's very, very clever, is it not?